Welcome to today's Hire Every Day, a Thursday, the 2nd of October 2025. Today's topic is Asking a Miss, Part 1. Our text today is taken from 1 Kings chapter 2 verses 13 through 18. And Adonijah the son of Haggith came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, and she said, Comest thou peaceably? And he said, Peaceably. He said, Moreover, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And she said, Say on. And he said, Thou knowest that the kingdom was mine, and that all Israel set their faces on me, that I should reign. Howbeit the kingdom is turned about, and is become my brother's, for it was his from the Lord. And now I ask one petition of thee, deny me not. And she said unto him, Say on. And he said, Speak, I pray thee, unto Solomon the king, for he will not say thee nay, that he give me Obishog the Shunammite to wife. And Bathsheba said, Well, I will speak for thee unto the king. Bathsheba therefore went unto King Solomon, to speak unto him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her, and bowed himself unto her, and sat down on his throne, and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother, and she sat on his right hand. Then she said, I desire one small petition of thee. I pray thee, say me not nay. And the king said unto her, Ask on, my mother, for I will not say thee nay. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 16 to 17. And now I ask one petition of thee, deny me not. And she said unto him, Say on. And he said, Speak, I pray thee, unto Solomon the king, for he will not say nay to thee, that he give me Obishog the Shunammite to wife. Asking amiss is an act of praying with inappropriate requests or improper motives. We can learn a great lesson from the manner Adonijah placed his petition before the king's mother. Our memory verse shows him equating himself with the king and even claiming he was the people's favorite to be king. He almost implied that God robbed him of what was rightfully his. What an aberration! He was full of himself and pride. He showed no reverence to the king or to his mother in laying claim to a throne that was never his. Adonijah sought the throne desperately and subtly requested to marry Obishog, his late father's concubine, with the aim of gaining political power, and not for genuine marriage. God searches the heart and knows the intent for every request we make. Our requests must be made out of a pure and undefiled heart in agreement with the revealed Word of God. Finally, we must ask in faith and be in right standing with God. Youths not born again will be asking amiss as their hearts are not right with God. Quote for the day, God searches the heart. The challenge for today is, God only answers prayers in accordance with His will. Prayer. O God, help me to always pray in line with Your will. For more spiritual nourishment from Hire Every Day, visit us at www.hireeveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.